the Alkane. And now that we understand how special this is, this gift that Hashem has given to the world of being able to print and publish Sforim much more quickly and better and easier and cheaper than it used to be in the olden days, Ashrei hazoiche litein mois litzdoko noiro kozois. How fortunate is a Jew who is zoiche to give tzedakah money for this awesome cause, which is lahadpis sforim kedoshim l'shem shamayim, to publish holy sforim that are all about Hashem's honor. It's not all about publicizing the one who wrote this sefer, you know, his self-glorification. It's all about bringing people closer to Hashem and greater recognition of Hashem and service of Hashem. Because through all the tzedakah money that people give in general, Rabbeinu Zal starts that chapter on the Likutei Moran. Torah Yud Gimel begins speaking about how tzedakah is the tikkun for taivas mamon. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there how through the mitzvah of tzedakah, you gather up souls and yell. So Rabbeinu Zal says through all tzedakah that a person gives, he's involved in gathering up souls and bringing Torah. Bechinas oiraiso datiko stimo, and not just regular Torah, but the Torah of the future, the Torah of Moshiach, the deepest levels of Torah. Kemavura ba Torah nal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 13. That's when a person gives tzedakah to a shul, to a hospital, to poor people, to whatever it is. Rav Nosson says, "Mikol shkein, imagine how much more so, kishenoisnin tzedakah bishvil ze biatzmoi, when the money itself is being used specifically for publishing, for printing sforim, kidei lahatpis sforim kedoshim, to publish holy books, shehadposas sforim elu biatzmoi, heim bechinas lekichas nefoshes, whereby the printing of these sforim is actually gathering up these souls, shehim hoisius, which are the letters, v'amshochas ha-Torah, and bringing Torah into the world, shebevadai ashroi chelkoi, most definitely how fortunate is the person who zocha to have a share in that, shezocho lezakois esorabim, that he is privileged to benefit the public, lohoyer chidushei Torah akdoshim l'chol Yisrael, to bring the light of these new revelations of Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, through this we are zeicha to bring upon ourselves the full supervision of Hashem, the full hashgocha of Hashem, with both eyes and two directional, like we spoke about earlier. Nimshach shefa toivo ubrocho v'chol toiv lebeis Yisrael. And this results in bringing a flow of sustenance, of health and parnosa, all the different things that we need in this world, of goodness and blessing and all kinds of good, to the entire Jewish people. Paragraph Chav Gimel. V'zehu shemevakeshes hashchino u'knesses Yisrael me'ashem yisborach. And this is what the Shechina and the Jewish people beg Hashem in Shir HaShirim, when we say, Simeini kachoisom alibecho, kachoisom alzroyecho. Hashem, place us like a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm. Chosom hu bechinas hatfosa sforim. A seal is like the publishing and printing of sforim. Remember that raised lettering. Ki hahadposo hu bechinas chosom kanal. Because printing is like a seal. It's the seal, those letters being put onto the paper. Shezeu bechinas tefillin. And that's also what the mitzvah of tefillin is all about. Because that pasuk, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, is referring to the tefillin which are worn on the arm opposite the heart. That's this choysam, the seal of Hashem, is the tefillin. There's a pasuk that says, V'ro kol ho'amim ki shem Hashem nikro alecha. All the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you. The Yorum Yimeko, and they'll respect you, they'll fear you. The Gemara says that refers to the Tefillin. That's the mitzvah of Tefillin. Tefillin is the shame, the name of Hashem upon us, just like Bris Mila. Both of them are called Ois. Both of them are Hashem placing his seal upon us. Exactly. Zeh haposuk simin ekloisim ramez al tefillin kemuva. Haynu shehashchina ukneses Yisrael mevakshem Hashem Yisborach sheyudbesu sforim kedoshim harbe. In that pasuk, the Shekhinah is pleading with Hashem. The Jewish people are pleading with Hashem. Hashem, let us be zeichet to publish many sfarim. Shem bechinas tefillin, which are like tefillin. Bechinas choysam, this seal. Kal yidei sfarim k'doshim halolo aniposim, nikshorim klal Yisrael b'Hashem Yisborach k'choysam. Because through these holy sfarim that are being published, this is what binds the Jewish people to Hashem like a seal. That strong connection. The pasuk also says in Shir HaShirim, Ki azo kamoves ahavo, koshe kishoil kina. Our love for Hashem is as powerful as death. And the jealousy that we have when people really like each other, the Zohar HaKadosh says, any love that does not have jealousy with it is not a true love. Somebody really loves somebody, he wants the whole thing, he wants the whole person. He wants that person to be totally loyal to them, not one eye on them and one eye on somebody else, chas v'shalom. So the pasuk says about the relationship of Klal Yisrael to Hashem, ki azo kamove sahavo koshe kishoel kina. Ki ho'akum v'horishoim miskanem b'Yisrael moed. Because the other nations and the Rishon, the wicked people, are very jealous of the Jewish people, the religious people, ad shetzrichin Yisrael lomus al kiddush Hashem, to the point where sometimes they put us to the test to see if we're willing to die for our religion, to die for Hashem, for kiddush Hashem. Kamo shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi over there in Shir HaShirim points out, that our love for Hashem is reflected at times that we're willing to die for Hashem. Hainu ki mizgabrim ha-kfirois v'ha-pikursis moed. Unfortunately, at times, the kfira, the atheism and apikursis becomes so powerful, shemach mazeh heim roitzim chas v'shom lahavir Yisrael al-das, where they become so strong that they want to try to obliterate Yiddishkeit. They want to try to erase Judaism and replace it with atheism or idol worship. Ad shetzrichin limsor nafsham al kiddush Hashem, to the point where the Jews who want to maintain their religion have to be willing to put their lives on the line for kiddush Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas ki azo kamoves avo. Our love for Hashem is as powerful as death. We're ready to die for Hashem. Al kein onu tzrichim lahatfis sforim kiddushim harbe. This is why it's so important that we need to print many sforim, to spread faith in Hashem all over the world, and thereby eliminate the apikursis, the atheism and everything from the world, to obliterate them, to wipe them out completely from the world. And this is why the pasuk continues over there in Shir HaShirim, Im yitein ish kol hon beisoy bo ahava boiz yavusuloi. And if a person would want to give his whole wealth, to put his whole wealth on the line, to get a Jew to trade in his love for Hashem for that money, the Jew will himself spit on him. He'll spit on him and spit on his money. Hainu im yirtzu ho akum vasitrachro lizgabra al Yisrael chasashon betayves momoim. If these other nations and these idol worshippers will try to drown the Jews, will try to get us to give up our religion, how? Through money, by showing us all the materialism of the materialistic world, and to try to entice us to get sucked into that and disconnect from the Torah, disconnect from Hashem, to forget about Hashem, forget about religion. It's all about money. Life in this world is all about money and wealth and materialism. If the Goyim wanted to try to do that, lefatoisam chas v'shalom aydezeh, to seduce and entice the Jews with taivas mamoin, shezeh ikar hagolus achshov, that's what the exile is really all about today. Today we're not slaves for Paro. They're not making us carry big stones like they show in the movies and everything. It's not that kind of golus. It's a worse golus. Today, we're wearing three-piece suits and ties, and we have six credit cards, and then the bank sends you another three because they love you. They really want to love you and everything. And it's all about getting us more and more entrenched and involved in money, materialism, buying more things and more things and more things, and having less and less time and contact with Torah, with Yiddishkeit, with tefillah. So if the goyim want to do that to us, the pasuk says, Boiz Yavuzuloi. We'll laugh at them, we'll insult them. Niloig v'nischakmem, we'll laugh at them, we'll make fun of them. Kikvar zochu Yisroel litein stoka harbe bishvilat posas sforum kdoshim. Because the Jews are no fools. They know that money is dangerous, that having a lot of money in your wallet is no good. So what do? They play hot potato. The minute they get money, they try to get rid of some of it, to give away some of it to tztaka. What kind of tztaka? To publish sforim, holy sforim. Shaidezeh mishabrim taivas momoin. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Kutumran that tztaka is what helps a person break out of taivas momoin. And we're zoicha to be like a seal on the heart of Hashem, al yedei Torah kedoshah shenizgala boilam, through all of this Torah that's being broadcasted to the world, al yedei hatposas hasforim, through these sforim that are being published. Shekol ze nimshach al yedei hatzdoko shemeshaberes tayves momen. And this whole process is started and initiated, like Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the beginning of that chapter in the Kutimran, through the mitzvah of tzedaka, which helps a person break out of tayves momen. Shaydeze zoichen lo shuv l'Hashem Yisborach b'tshuva shleima. Once a person is not under the spell of tayves momen, he's zoichen to be able to do complete tshuva, and to become attached to Hashem like a seal, like an insignia on Hashem's heart, like the tefillin, omein v'omein. Now naturally today Hashem has taken it even further. Up until 100 years ago it was sforim, it was printing and publishing. 100 years ago, whatever, they came up with tape recorders where you could actually record the voice. You could hear the sound of the person who was speaking. Who imagined that such a thing could be possible? How do you do that? How do you take somebody's voice and put it onto a piece of plastic? You want to explain that to me? You want to explain how you could do such a thing? But Hashem saw that the generations are getting smaller and smaller, weaker and weaker, and Sforim alone are not enough. You need audio. You need the ability to have to hear the voice of the speaker. They have to hear him. And then Hashem has taken it further now to video. And there's real time, and there's an internet where people all over the world, people who have no access to sefer, people who wouldn't buy a sefer, they wouldn't take a sefer for free, but get on the internet, and one click, all it takes is a click. One click takes you to a link which could open you up to a website that has thousands and thousands of pages of sforim or audio or video. What we're swimming today in oceans. If a person is zocheh to use it the right way, there are websites that have Sifrei Kabbalah on it and Chassidus and dict anything you want in good and lahavdil zelu maseh. Obviously, the Sitra Achra is using it for its purposes. Halavai, we should be zocheh. There's the famous, we just celebrated Shavuos, which is the yard site of Dovr HaMelech and the yard site of the Baal Shem Tov. On the plane, we saw people who said that there were about 600 people in Mezhebush by the Baal Shem Tov for Shavuos, for his yard site. And that with the Baal Shem Tov, there are many famous special things. It's brought that the Baal Shem Tov knew how to make Aliyas Neshama. He knew how to send his Neshama on a rocket ship to the upper worlds. So during one of the Aliyas Neshamas that he made, he met Moshiach, and he asked him the famous question, "When you coming, man?" Amosai Osimar. And the Baal Shem Tov writes this in a letter to his brother-in-law, Reb Gershon Kitever, that Moshiach said to him, Kishayafutsu Mainoisecha Chutza, when your wellsprings will be spread outside, when they'll reach out to the world, that's when I'm coming. And this is what all the Chassidiyos are involved in, spreading the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, especially Rabbeinu Zal. We should be zeicher to have a chelik in it. We just concluded Hilchas Kiddushin. Now Rav Nosson Zal writes, we finished Hilchas Kiddushin Halacha Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal writes that Halacha Dalid, the fourth discussion on Kiddushin, appears earlier in the beginning of this volume in Hilchas Ishus, Halacha Dalid, paragraph Vav. There also Rav Nosson Zal had a discussion about Kiddushin. And Halacha Hey, the fifth discussion on the topic of Kiddushin, appears also earlier in this volume in Hilchas Piri Varivya, Halacha Hey, paragraph Yudalit. So there's five major discussions on the topic of Kiddushin. Now Rav Nosson Zal moves on to the next topic, which is Hilchos Ksubos, the laws regarding writing a marriage contract. Interesting that we're in the month of Sivan now. We concluded Sfira Soimer recently, and during Sfira Soimer, most people have a custom not to make weddings. And during Sivan, during this month of Sivan, I myself know about 10, 15 weddings that are scheduled to take place. Shem should help that the schus that we're learning, Evan Ezer, should bring a bracha and hatzlocha to all the weddings that are going to take place this month and all the future months. All those that need to find their true zivugim should find their true zivugim.